KOZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
My goodness, is the NCAA actually going to do it? Will Steve Sipple answer the phone? And will Mike Farron say it's too early to tell?
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Once again, from Charles Schwab Field in downtown Omaha, where it is not raining yet.
You had a little bit of a Macho Man cadence when you said that. Hello, once again.
Oh, no, no. I could do a much better Macho Man than that, but I need to save my voice, so I won't.
Fair.
But welcome to Charles Schwab Field, where tonight it's the third and final game of the I-80 rivalry between the Creighton Blue Jays and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Jays have won the first two games, looking for a three-game sweep. And to keep their midweek record perfect, Nebraska's looking to try to figure out how to win a game on a day that is not either a Friday, a Saturday, or a Sunday, which they have not done in over a month. It's one of the weird, confounding things about this season for both of these teams. More on that later. But coming up on the Grum today, the Grum Down brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Did Matt Rhule's singing chase Chief into the portal? Chief Borders surprised many people with the announcement yesterday that he is entering the transfer portal. Matt Rhule may have surprised some folks across the way at CHI Health Center by his appearance on stage with country western star Luke Bryan. Mm. The two things happened on the same day. Is it just a coincidence, or is there a connection? Also, Nebraska strong, game three. Both of these teams playing in the spirit of those who have been affected by the storms this week. They both got shirts that they're selling for to show how together and how strong the state is together. With the proceeds going to tornado relief. Also, by the way, if you are coming to the game, they are asking for you to bring some items for donation to help tornado relief. I'm going to get a list of those items here momentarily. But if you are coming to the game tonight, we would love it if you could bring things such as laundry detergent, pillows, pillowcases, plastic totes, you know, the big plastic totes that you can haul things around in that you can get and put lids on, or boxes, first aid supplies, medicine, especially the common stuff, the ibuprofen, Tylenol, toiletries like shaving cream, toilet paper, Sharpies, Ziploc bags, a lot of different things. I'll retweet the link I got from Creighton Baseball today. And if you want to follow along, please, if you can, bring some of those items for the folks who need them in their recovery from the storms of last Friday. But yes, we are scheduled to play baseball. We are full speed ahead. Let's hope we can get it in tonight, game three, Nebraska and Creighton. Mention it, NCAA revenue sharing. Deep discussions. That's the key word, deep discussions. What are those deep discussions, and what do they mean? We'll go deep into the deep discussions coming up.
Deep.
Mike Farron will join us here in about 15 minutes. SiriusXM MLB Radio.
Baseball.
Baseball indeed. baseball indeed. It was a good night for pitchers last night.
Sure was.
Across many games in Major League Baseball. Also, want to ask him a question about the team that last dogpiled on this field here in downtown Omaha.
Ooh.
Because if the NCAA tournament started today, I don't know if they would be even in the field.
Ooh, John.
Also, Michael Bruntz will be along. Yes, we will set the line. I think it's probably the easiest line we can set on number of pitching changes tonight because we've been pretty much dead on balls accurate. The last two games, I think we got a good number, and I'll see if Bruntz agrees. But we'll preview the game from a Nebraska perspective tonight, also get his thoughts on the spring game, and also Chief Borders entering the portal. And speaking of that and other things, Steve Sipple will be along with HuskerOnline.com. He'll join us a little bit earlier today, a little bit after 4. So tune in for that. Steve Sipple, always a fun conversation. Also, one of the new Jays, Jemiah Neal, one of the two new transfers into the Creighton basketball program, will join me in the 5 o'clock hour. He is transferring in from Arizona State. Look forward to that conversation. He'll be along today. And in the NBA, it's not the long goodbye. It's the LeBron goodbye.
Nice.
And Patrick Mahomes has found a new use for his Super Bowl rings.
The paperweights? He's got enough of them. Doorstops?
It's a use that, as far as I know, has never been used in public before or in front of cameras. 402-951-1620, 42 degrees, the source hotline, 42 degrees, by your mom's house. You can also hit us up in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at USC1620. Don't forget to continue to vote in our Husker Expectations poll. We are asking you what the record will be this season.
Rock
this
the
is
vote.
Phase two of the Husker Expectations poll. And looking at the results, updated results, we are now at, did we clear 91? We did. We cleared 91%
Ooh.
Positivity index, as we call it, which is 6 wins or more. All-time record, 91%. Do you agree? Do you think it should be more? Do you think that 8-4 crowd should be up? Go vote right now. We'll retweet the link. Again, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at USC1620. The poll will be up all week long. And you can also hit us up with an email at your convenience in the Equitable Bank inbox. My email is john@1620thezone.com. Nick's email is nick@1620thezone.com. At Equitable, we take banking personally and answer the phone on the first ring. And that is what we have coming up today from the ballpark, where it has just started raining.
Do you think the phone that Old Man Doug answers on the first ring is one of those ones where it had the earpiece separate up here and then you talk into it like this?
It wouldn't surprise me if he owned one of those.
Hmm.
It's definitely either a pulse dial or it's a...
The rotary.
The rotary dial. Did you ever... You know what a pulse dial is?
No.
So, on the touch-tone phones, back in the day when direct dialing, tone dialing became a thing, the old way to dial was... The reason why it was a rotary dial is because it sent different pulses
okay.
down the line, and that's how it determined what the number was. Well, when people started getting touch phones, and so you just punch in the number, if you had a pulse dial phone, you would push like 7, and then you would hear 7 pulses. You punch in 8, and then you'd hear 8 different pulses.
My gosh.
It took longer. Yeah, because and some people didn't pay for the upgrade to the tone dialing, or it was just like burp, 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 burp. So that's what a pulse dial phone.
That sounds horrible.
Well, it was the 1970s, Nick.
Send a carrier pigeon at that point.
It was a different time. A different time and a different place. All right, coming up, some thoughts on tonight's game, including the quandary that these teams seem to find themselves in. They are mirror images of each other in bizarro world. And Mike Farren to join us Talk some baseball, Major League, and college baseball all straight ahead. From the ballpark, Charles Schwab Field, John and Nick with you this afternoon on Sportsmanlike Conduct and 1620 The Zone. And speaking of baseball, it is FanDuel Dinger Tuesdays. That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook is bringing you Dinger Tuesdays for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Here's how it works. You bet on one player to hit a home run. Pick a player, any player. You could pick Juan Soto of the New York Yankees. And if any player in the game that he is playing in hits a home run, FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit in that game. So even if your bet doesn't win, even if one of the people that doesn't home run is Juan Soto, you still get $5 in bonus bets for every player in that game that hits a home run. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/1620, and that's for Dinger Tuesday. So this is on every Tuesday. Go find a player that you like to hit a home run. See if you can win that bet. And even if your bet doesn't win, anybody who homers in that game gets you $5 in bonus bets. Again, that's FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $25 a game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.